This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
70, you wake up today, you get this news, Steph is out at least three more games and very possibly more. Do you view last night as a win or a loss?
It's a win, and it's a win because you won the game, and it's a win because you need to win four of these games, and also the way you won had very little to do with Steph Curry. And I know Steph was starting to get hot and he was starting to go on a heater, but you won the game because Buddy and Jimmy and Pat and Draymond and everybody else. So can you beat Minnesota one or two or three more times in that fashion? I believe you can. And I think that what you did last night was awesome. Like, the defense was great. Minnesota's offense was flat. They were flat. Oh, their offense was terrible, but I do think that
awful.
What they did defensively is something that can carry forward in the series. And if Steph doesn't come back till game six, and maybe he doesn't come back until after that, but can you get one win between now and when Steph comes back? Yeah. Can you get two wins? Absolutely. Like, Jimmy Butler, this is why you brought in Jimmy Butler.
Well,
Jimmy Butler,
I don't agree with that statement.
Well, you didn't bring him in thinking, okay, Steph's going to be gone, that's why you brought him in.
You brought him in to help Steph, not replace him.
Right, but now that Steph is out, Jimmy's a guy who can do this. You look at Jimmy and what he's done in the playoffs with lesser talent than he has now, and he's won games.
That's true.
So I'm not shaken at all. I'm bummed for Steph, but I don't think now that,
No towels getting thrown in at all. No. And I'll agree with you. It's a win. It's a win because you scored more points than the other team.
It's a win.
You won 1-0. And so, what's going to happen next? I have no idea. We should probably stop predicting what's going to happen with the Golden State Warriors. They've obviously got an emotional resolve that is elite. I think that much is very clear. Just look at the last 2 weeks at what this team, even if I just gave you three headlines and I didn't even go past that, you've already dealt with Jimmy Butler out two games. You have now dealt with Steph out a game with more to come, and you handled a game seven on the road. You've done all that. You did all that in the last week and a half. Your emotional resolve is letter A. You win. Probably more so than any other team in the NBA. If you look around at the way things have played out, I don't know if that's enough, but it's what you draw on in a moment like this. It's exactly what you draw on. And yeah, they still have basketball players. They've got Jimmy Butler.
Draymond Green, who was awesome.
Yes, you have an elite one, and you have maybe the best defensive player in the game, certainly a short list of them. And then you have a bunch of guys who you are hoping for some sort of consistency, and you might get it. You'll probably get it here or there. I'm with you. I don't think that Minnesota's going to go win four in a row. I would bet firmly against that, actually. Yeah, so that in theory, keeps this thing alive. I'm not going to say this isn't a huge gut punch, though.
No, it's a gut punch.
Stand by the statement I made earlier in the playoffs, which is that strength in numbers is not this team's deal. And if they have to play an extended period without Steph or Jimmy, they're probably done. Now, does this count as extended? I don't know yet.
Yep.
I don't know yet.
We'll see. And I do think that when you look at last night's game, and Steph Curry played 13 minutes, and he took 9 shots, by the way, in 13 minutes, which he was starting to feel like it was going to be one of those Steph games where he goes, 15 for 31 or whatever he would have done. But he was feeling it, and he was feeling great. He had 13 points in 13 minutes. But when he went out, it felt to me like Buddy Hield might as well have put on the 30 jersey because he thought he was Steph. He played like he was Steph Curry. And Buddy Hield, like, God love him, the lefty teardrop, the three, the catch and shoot, God off the dribble.
Him. I mean,
Buddy Hield, he thinks that he's Steph Curry.
He does, and he's not. And
well, he was last night.
No, but not really.
Kind of, but also kind of not.
But two things happened with Buddy Hield that I want to share that are kind of quirky and fun. Number one, when he was 0 for 8, I was true to my word. I was not annoyed by him. I promised that I'm never going to be annoyed by Buddy Hield ever again, and I wasn't when he was 0 for 8. Second thing that happens, I'm sitting there with my kids last night, and my oldest son, they'll come up with the weirdest stats, and maybe they're true and maybe they're not. I have no idea. But he states, he goes, "Hey, Dad, did you know that one of the times when Buddy Hield was on the Kings, they tracked his three-pointers, and when he was catch and shoot, he was 88%. But if it was off the dribble, it was 11. And I'm like, that can't be true, but let's play with that.
Sure.
And then, right on cue, Buddy starts firing off the dribble, clank, clank, and the rest of the night, every single catch and shoot three didn't even hit the rim. Splash, splash, splash. And he would just look at me every time and laugh. He's like, "See, I told you." Therefore, Buddy is not Steph. Buddy's not Steph. He cannot do things off of the dribble that Steph Curry can do. But if he just does what he did last night, I mean, it's kind of what everyone's been bugging or begging Buddy to do all year long. It's what he was doing at the beginning of the year. It's what he's done the last two games. And yes, that will be enough if he can do that consistently. And that is a very big if.
It's a huge if, and you need other things to actually happen, like pods to play the way that he has played up until last night. And, we can go through Moses Moody, and you mentioned JK on our thread, and you could talk about all of the others. They mostly were not great
last night. Not impressive, but it always, you just need one, and you had Buddy again.
Right. Well, now Buddy is going to have to be Steph-ish. Not Steph, but he's going to have to be Steph-light. He's going to have to be your three-point threat, your scoring threat. Draymond Green was fantastic again last night.
Amazing.
And he's going to have to be an actual scoring threat over the next 4 or 5 games.
Yep, he will. And the Warriors are always such an effective team whenever he does just anything offensively. And so, sure, if he wants to hit 4 3-pointers in the first half every night, that would be wonderful.
That'd be
I'll take
fun.
It.
Yep.
One other name I do want to throw out. For me, the most impressive of the non-big names on the Warriors was definitely Kevon Looney. I thought Kevon Looney was just fantastic in this basketball game. And I did have a little feeling going into it just because of the presence of Gobert and Julius Randle and Naz Reid. I'm like, you're going to need, remember you and I talked about it yesterday, I'm going to need some Looney in here at times.
Yep.
And then they needed him even more than they thought. And I just thought, especially defensively and rebounding the ball, I thought he was tremendous in this basketball game.
No doubt, no doubt. And I think that GP2 also was really solid in the minutes that he played. And, when you start to look at what a game two might look like, and I'm not quite trying to get there yet because it's tomorrow and we're going to bask in yesterday, which was a game one.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Steal of a win without Steph Curry, but yeah, GP2 and Kevon Looney, and I thought Draymond Green, once he realized that the chef was going to be gone, he switched into a mode that, you know, I think about if Draymond was on another team, that would be the Draymond you'd probably see, like a guy who actually looks to score.
I see what you're saying. Yeah, maybe. I don't know. Like, we've had that conversation for years of, like, what would Draymond be worth to another team? Because, like, you don't want to lean on his offense. He does a lot of good things on offense, but usually it's setting others up or leading to something else. I mean, I don't.
It's because that's what wins.
Right.
He took 10 threes last night.
And I don't want to rely on his three-point shot.
Right.
Like, that's not going to be there every night.
And I don't know how many times in his career he's taken 10 threes. That might have been the first and the foremost. I'll look that up. But the fact that he took 10 threes, and every time he took one, I'm like, yeah, take it, Draymond.
Yeah, it was the right shot every
time. What else do we have, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. And so that's the other thing. I think if you're a fan of this team, you just sort of need to get mentally prepared for what we're about to see. And there will be gaps. There are going to be gaps in the offense. There will be 4.5-minute stretches where the Warriors don't score. That's just the way it's going to have to be. I look at this now as a team that if they're going to do this, and I don't even know what this means, but like, if you're going to win one or two of these non-Steph games, you're going to have to just be maniacal on defense. You're going to have to be maniacal. Right. I thought they were maniacal last night. You have to do that again. That takes a lot of energy.
It does.
And you got to do it every other night with plane flights in between. And so this is a lot to ask. I think they can do it, but it is a lot to ask. And I think every fan needs to just sit with the idea that, yeah, you're going to get some gaps in the offense. It's just going to happen.
Yeah. If I can define this for you, for me, this, are they going to do this? What this is still be alive when Steph can play again. That's what
question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping, whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.